We have come in this generation at this time to be with each other in this family, to resonate with the all that is and what is happening on the planet right now. You are a part of that. Take another breath. Just allow for that you are a part of this unfolding, this great event seen from the cosmos, applauded and supported by our galaxy and beyond. Feel that. What is it like to feel that love, that cosmic love and support? Perhaps this is the first time you've ever thought of what that might feel like. And let it not be the last. Let it be the beginning of feeling the support of our beloved star mothers, of the beings that are here for us, to honor us. Kryon, the Magnetic Master, Adiranda, the Council, all of that for you. You've called it into being now.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, as we are here in that star mother wisdom energy. We give thanks to the Dr. Ember for her wisdom and bringing in the teachings of the ancients that are helping you now. And if you are listening to this in the future, as virtual reality is reality now, that energy that is coming through is infused even into the future and into this focus. We want you to know how far you as humans have come. Even in the past few years, we ran across a scientific tidbit of information that floated in front of our vessel Marilyn's eyes and ears. She doesn't read much and she didn't pay any attention to it, but it caught our eyes, our energy. And what we saw was a scientific test of humans, such as yourself. And they would put these humans into an MRI machine. You know that, yes? Big machine that measures your brain waves, and they hooked all kinds of wires and things up to it and to figure out what was going on in the brain when the human looked at certain pictures. And you know what they discovered? Do you wish to know? Yes. Oh, good. We thought maybe you were still in the la-la world of the star mothers here. In that energy, they found that when you had a certain race or a certain religious belief, say you were looking, a Christian was inside the machine and they were looking at what was labeled as a Christian person's hand that was then stabbed with a knife. The brain of the person in the MRI that was just looking at the picture actually registered pain, which is how close you are to others. And then they put in the picture that was labeled a Muslim or Hindu or whatever, Catholic, or another culture, another energy. And the brain did not register pain when it was someone that was different than them. Now, One might say, what does that mean, huh? Does that mean that when others that you perceive are different from you, you have no compassion towards them? We believe here on this planet Earth that that was the old way. We are nudging our vessel Maryland to find that study and see when it was written. And we would say it was before 2012. For now, if they did the test, we believe that more of humanity's heart is open to the compassion of others, because there are more light plurkers, you know, like plurking, play plus work equals plurk, are light plurkers on the planet now than ever before. We know there are more channels on the planet now than ever before. And in that energy, it only stands to reason that there is more love on this planet than ever before. You are changing the Akash of the planet. You are shifting the consciousness of this planet. So if that test were done today, we would believe that it would not register the same. What do you think? And we're going to help that registration, because we're going to do a little compassionate activation right now to just activate the fabulosity of the world. So if you're listening to this in the future and you're driving in your car, listen to this, don't close your eyes. But if you're listening here now, if you wish to close your eyes, you can, you don't have to. But place one hand over your heart, the physical heart in your body. Not necessarily your heart chakra, because you're going to put the other hand over the heart chakra, the heart center, the energy center. And just take a deep breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out at your own pace. See if you can slow your breathing. And feel the love that you feel for your own heart. Your own heart. It pumps tirelessly. Even if it may have some electrical devices attached to it, it's still working. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting up in this chair. It's still working and working for you and cleansing your, pumping your blood through the lungs so it can be cleansed and through the body and bringing that blood back up. And just give thanks for it. Gratitude. Abracadabra. Gratitude. And now, just breathe into the energy. If you're sitting in a group or beside someone, breathe into the energy of those that are sitting beside you. You don't have to touch them or anything. I mean, after all, you're touching your heart. And just share your heart space with those that are around you. Breathe into it. And just, if you need, on a telepathic level, tell your heart, you are safe. You are loved. You are loving. Tell the heart of the person next to you, you are safe. You are loved. And you are loving. Now with your mind, think of someone who you know is very different from you. Think of someone who maybe you had an altercation with, or someone that your energy and your focus is not the same frequency. Or you might have had a differences of lifestyle or opinion. Or you have felt judgment from them, or maybe they felt judgment from you at some point in time. Bring their energy up to your mind so you can see and sense them perfectly. And then reconnect with your heart. And feel their energy close to you. And think to yourself, feel within yourself, you know, whatever happened. Please forgive me. I forgive you. I apologize. Thank you. You're safe. I love you. You are loved and loving. And breathe into those phrases. You can even expand that energy to an entire group of people. Maybe another culture, another country, another government. Breathe into that energy with compassion. Hold their energy within you, in front of you. And just telepathically communicate. I forgive you. Please forgive me. I apologize. I know you feel as though you're doing exactly what is right. I ask you to be filled with love and wisdom. You are safe. You are loved. You are loving. And take a deep breath and just sigh it out. And again. And again. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. As you understand, this energy was brought into this dimension by you. We are your reflection. As are all people on this planet. We know we keep you entertained a lot with opening your heart chakra and letting you laugh here and there. And we were a bit more serious this time. That's because the divine Dr. Amber already opened up your heart chakra. We didn't have to do that. For this massive healing of you and the planet. We love you deeply. We see you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The heartfelt messages of Adirondack continue and spill into these things which I love to speak of. My partner sits in this chair, so aware the love that is in the room presses on all of you. If you wish to receive it, free choice is this way. And we have talked about that so many times, that there may be in the room, flying around, ideas, inventions. The field has them all, potentials. But if the human is not tuned in to receive them, they just stay where they are. Free choice means that love is not pushed at you. But dear ones, there are a few things that I want to talk about. We'll call this part 2.5 of the journey of the human soul. Because we continue where we left off as we described the beauty of the soul of a human and all the things that go into it before it ever comes into this earth. We've spoken of the itemization of the Akash, of contracts, of overlays, of karma, all in preparation, all the way to the wind of birth, that instant before you come in. And at that instant, you're almost in the now time of Earth. And then some of the other decisions are made, and we discuss those in the last channel. Most would think that some decisions are made way in advance of your family. For instance, you come in with whom and how and with certain ideas and energies. But that's not so. It's almost always instantaneous with your arrival. Things happen, dear ones, even in the 9 months or so that you're carried before this. And then the question is, of course, when is a soul? And we've answered that before. Just to make the demarcation point clear. It has nothing to do with biology. It has nothing to do with where you define life. It is the first breath you take. That is when you're part of the planet. You breathe in that which Gaia has given to you, and now you're alighted with the civilization. That is the wind of birth, not pregnancy. That is when you arrive. And that first breath, you're on your way. And we spoke of that yesterday, all the things that went into that, the beauty, the majesty, if you wish, of the soul, the complexity. But then some of the questions that want to be answered about after you're here. And I want to deal just with a couple of them, because there are light workers who will ask and ask because they want the minutiae of how it works. What happens? What if? These are things we'd rather not discuss because it is impossible to compartmentalize things which don't belong in compartments. It's the human brain that wants to operate a certain way to be comfortable. But there are esoteric things that go on that may not seem logical, but they come from a higher purpose. We've told you that you have free choice and that you decide in advance so many things. You come into the earth and then you start working the puzzle. We told you that the working of the puzzle has such free choice that you can void contracts and forget your karma and remember the things or not that are there. We've told you that consciousness and the DNA that remembers things is often dependent upon the civilization. In the past, we've mentioned that you may only be working at 30 or 35% in your DNA of 100% potential of consciousness. That's where you are today. And that it has started to increase, and we've mentioned that, and that changes what you remember. That changes the very things that were placed into your soul before you got here that are now starting to be available. We've told you that. But now let me tell you things we never told you. The things that are often asked. A human has free choice, and yet there may be an overlaying spiritual contract. Not a contract, but a yode. That would mean something that pushes you toward a goal. You don't have to do it, but oh, it's there. And it pushes you to be something or become something or do something, and you feel it. Different than karma, much. Different from anything that would be a contract. It's a feeling. But what if there's an evolvement of consciousness or something happens on the planet that would then guide you in a different way? Question: does spirit ever interfere with free choice? Now, based upon everything I've said before, you might think the answer is, of course not. You have free choice. Let me say this. Spirit kind of pushes you sometimes in certain directions, or perhaps stops you sometimes in certain directions. Now, you have free choice to pick yourself up and go at it again, or not. But every so often, that beautiful hand of spirit who loves you so much will change things. In that free choice playing field, you still have it, but things happen around you that may very well change your path. And many of you know this is so. And so you might say that the free choice that we have talked about comes also with the love of God. Especially if you're developing a higher consciousness and you're starting to look around at yourself and asking the questions, who am I? What should I do? What's going on? I use my partner one more time, yet again, in this example, because you're looking at the man in the chair channeling Kryon. Based upon everything that he was born with, all of these things, he had what is called a yod. That is a word we use where it's an overwhelming propensity to go and do something. Artists have it. Musicians have it. Seeming born with it. He was neither of those. But my partner came from past lives which were military. And everything he wanted to do was to get back in the service. Even before high school, he went and was put in 3 years of military, a school for young men. When he got out of that, he went into high school, into that which was an ROTC service, so he could become an officer. Everything he did was to put him back in that uniform. It was the time you call Vietnam. They were starting to draft. He was right on schedule, right on time for his yod, for what he thought he was going to do. And he reported for service. Something in his blood work said that he needed an X-ray because things weren't exactly correct. And that's when they discovered a missing kidney. He has one. I'm winking now at my partner, for they would not take him. And for some time, he thought that everything he had wanted was not going to happen. They weren't going to take him. He settled into other things. The rest is history. But this was intervention. He did not know that he had one kidney until that moment in time. He could have instead done other things which were military-like and chose not to. Some of his friends did not come back from that battle. And he stayed. Years and years later, I came to him. And he's told the story many times. He asked me one time when he was in the shower, where he talks to me. And he said, if I had not done this, if I had not said yes, if I'd not done, would there be a cryon? And I'm not sure he liked the answer. Because I said, if you hadn't done it, there were many who would. There are many ready to do this, to take on that mantle. They stand in line, my friend, I told him. This is an example of an intervention that did not interrupt the free choice of the man, but changed his future. Many of you have this. When you start to give intent, dear spirit, show me what it is I'm to do. Are you ready for a change? Are you ready to have something get in the way of what you thought you would do? Are you ready for something to be there that would actually stop you, perhaps? Or maybe advance you into something else you didn't think you wanted. All that comes with the free choice of intent that says, show me, show me, show me. Now, my partner didn't do any of that, and yet he got it. That's complex. You see, my partner is on a multiple life scenario, and that's the next thing to talk about. This idea that you're going to accomplish something on this planet with your soul, that you come down with free choice and move in that direction, is what we've been teaching all along. With free choice, so many of you in this room listening to this have arrived at this place to hear these words, understand that you're awakening into truth. Beautiful, sacred truth that doesn't violate any other thing that others may have told you about love or compassion or integrity. What if it wasn't one lifetime? What if you have a schedule of many to do the same one thing? Now, I haven't broached this before, but suddenly now my partner is with you because he's not heard this either. And he starts to understand why I've told him multiple times what his next lifetime will be. And at the beginning, he thought, well, this is a plan from spirit. It isn't. It's his. But it's a multiple life plan. What if he does not do certain kinds of things in certain ways? It's still a multiple life plan. We've told my partner that the next time he comes in, he changes karmic groups, keeps the same gender, and continues in another part of the earth. And we've told him what it is before. Is that all there is? Are there other arrangements like that? Yes. Now we'll give you the rest of the story. Love is beautiful. And humans have it. You have it for one another. You have it for your children. Animals respond to it. It's palpable. It's one of the most beautiful energies, and it isn't an emotion, it's an energy. It's an energy that's unexplainable in so many times and ways. It goes beyond any kind of chemistry that you might have. So love becomes one of the most important catalysts for efficiency on the planet. Those who stay in love with whatever or whomever and have a compassion for these things will be far better off, more balanced, more efficient to get the things done. And that includes those who love God so much that this is your focus. Have you ever heard of soulmates? Is it possible, Kryon, that you could have arrangements with soulmates right now, partners? Sometimes it's brother and sister. Most of the time, it is not. It can be the same gender. Love is love. But you have an agreement, and you know it. And you know it so strongly when you meet that one and you spend a lifetime with that one, or even perhaps a part of that lifetime with that one. Question: can you continue it the next lifetime? Will you meet him again? Do you know what the answer is? Yes. It is like you are planning it with the other one at the wind of birth. You're winking at each other. Here it comes again. It's going to work again, just like it did before. And together, we'll accomplish great things. I'm giving you a love story right now because God loves you and sees these things as correct and proper, efficient and right. And you can do these things outside of the norm that says you come in and you're tested with energies of light and dark and you do your best. What if there's more? You start to give intent for things, and you're actually rearranging that which you thought was lucky into things which are synchronicity, and you meet the right people, and you move forward. Outside of the purview of what anyone would believe you could do, you're doing it. Is it possible for multi-life scenarios with the same partner or brother or sister or someone you love so that you can continue this, which is so beautiful today? And the answer is yes, oh yes. And it is done all the time. Now, for those of you who are saying, that's good news, I wonder how that's going to apply to me. I'll tell you, for some of you, it already has. You're with the person from the last lifetime. Don't you recognize it? You're with a sister or a brother from the last lifetime. Don't you recognize it? There's a bond. Where did it come from? How could it be so strong? Usually between two individuals, doesn't matter how old, but the bond is from a past life. You're continuing a scenario of multiple life plans. This is what I wanted to give you that's different than you thought. That's how magnificent you are. In this new energy, there is more planning than ever before because you're going to have love in your life. There's so much more I could say, and it's for this group. We're even talking about those you've loved and lost for a while. These are complex times to speak of these things, for they then come up with so many what ifs. How does this work? What if this happens? What if that happens? And the answer is yes. We always say that. The answer is that it's a multidimensional, beautiful scenario of activity. It's not by chance. And that's because the love of God and the compassion of the Creator is part of your soul. You are creating these things as you go in a beauty that you are developing. Maybe you didn't even know you had. Finally in life, the flower starts to bloom inside that you knew was always there, but had always been suppressed. In this energy, it's time to start the garden. That's all for now. And so it is.